This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
How's it going, everybody? It's great to open up a Twitter space for Fine. This is an up-and-coming meme. We'll wait for a couple more people to come in. If you want to speak, feel free to raise your hand. I'll give you access. No problem whatsoever. This is a community space. We can talk about everything Fine. If you have questions, don't feel shy. Let me tag some people here. Let's how's everybody doing today? I'm going to wait for a couple more people to come in. If you're new to the crypto space, welcome. If you're new to Fine, welcome. Feel free to ask any questions while we're waiting. Hey, so welcome everybody. I'm going to keep opening these spaces up. We've had great turnout in the past couple of Twitter spaces that have been opened. We've had a couple of hundred. Last time we had a couple of hundred come through. About, on average, 40 consistent attendees. We'll keep doing these just to show the Twitter space and the crypto space that Fine exists, because we're still a small community of 10,000, 5,000 wallets, and or roughly 5,500 wallets. And this is a great way to give everybody opportunity to come in and ask questions, see who we are, see the community. So welcome. If you definitely want to come up and speak, oh, great. Okay. Hey, welcome. Welcome, Akil.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bro. I'm telling you something secret, so I can't talk good English.
Okay, bro.
So, how are you, bro?
Good, man. Congrats and welcome for coming to the Fine community space.
Yeah.
Do you know about Fine? Because we're going to be opening this up frequently, you know, just to talk about things or to...
Bro, we have only one best thing. Like, we have a best community and best active community, okay? So, this is very important for Fine community. be active every time. Just tweets, just like, and start the work. Work and work, bro. We will going to moon very soon. I'm right.
Oh yeah, man. And you know, thanks for coming up and speaking, man. You're absolutely right.
I will struggling right now. Okay, I'm just. I will go big servers in Telegrams. I will mention a fine token to peoples. So,
and that's
this is a fine.
And that's good, man. You know, whatever you want to do when it comes to getting the word out about Fine, because if you believe in the project and it's an investment of yours, why not support your investment? I mean, I think there's a lot of things that make this project a billion-dollar project. And that's what I'm doing right now. This is my contribution to my investment is I'm opening up these Twitter spaces so we can have Fine investors, Fine community, any community from any project come in and, you know, just chit chat, hang out. And this is my contribution. Other people make videos. You're going to go out and do, Telegram and chilling. And that's great. Whatever you can do that you're comfortable with, this is what it's all about. It's about being a community. It's about coming together with a common thread and going out there and saying, hey, you know, I've done my research. Fine is a great project. Take a look at it. Yes, it's not saying you have to invest in it, but just take a look at it and see if it fits what you want in a project. Because I know I've invested in a lot of, as they say, shit coins. This is so much more than just a meme coin. It has so many facets of a good, great project. You can take that and just kind of create that narrative with anything that you do in the space, if you're promoting Fine. And I think it's great that you come on here and say that because I feel the same way about it. It gives me those Shiba Inu vibes because I was in Shiba Inu when it first started skyrocketing. And this is kind of the community feeling that I'm getting. And, you know, if you really want to think about it, people say, oh, meme coins don't have utility. Well, I would like to rebuttal that and say that meme coins, the best utility is the community. That's what really they go after in businesses.
Bro.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Bro, I was telling you my friend's story, okay? So my friend have a heart patient. And he said, I have no more life. Like, doctor said, you will be die in this year. Like, he's saying me, Indian friend. So he's telling me I will die very soon. But I want to happy my, like, doctor and sons. So he said I want a good money, so he invest like $4,000 right now, and he just trust on Fine. So I sell my all tokens and I will buy Fine, and my every friend only buying like Fine tokens. We have a good WhatsApp group, so we trust only Fine and Roadcake.
And, you know, it's an amazing story that you have here. And I can't begin to understand, you know, how he feels, in having that situation.
Yeah, bro.
But, you know, to have that conviction is something I think is just saying that, you know, he sees some things in this project that fit his investment thing. And I completely understand that. And that's how I feel as
well.
Yeah,
bro.
You know, I have put a large amount of money in this as well. And because I see that Lord Keck keeps to his word and he keeps delivering. And, you know, there's so much possibility here in his resume as the one of the devs of Pepe project. And they've already brought it to $1 billion. So why not invest in something that has just that much more support behind it, that much more evidence that shows that Fine can be more than what he's had before.
Yeah.
And he said he wants to bring this beyond what Pepe was. And he's doing it in increments. And he is talking about an ecosystem. And I'm really excited to see that happen because you know what it says to me?
Huh?
It says that this man is a person of his word.
Mm-hmm.
It says that he completes everything he says. And it says to me, he has a strategy and he has a vision. And to say all those things, because he says things and he actually, you have to really listen carefully because he says words and says statements and they all fit a puzzle piece of the bigger picture. If you really take a look at that, he says he wants your mom and your grandmom to be able to buy fine in three clicks. He wants fine to do other things. He wants an ecosystem. We have a swap that was produced, audited for Pepe holders that are kind of getting a second chance on a much higher number of X's here. And he produced that. As you can see in the upper right-hand corner, it has an OKX wallet.
Yeah.
I think that's just a taste of what Laura Keck can bring to the table.
Yeah.
And the fact that this did a 30 million market cap, well, some people call it a bear market. Some people say it's accumulation of the bull run. I think it's accumulation. Either way, it's an environment
Fine doesn't care about bear market or bullish market. So he's just working on project.
And you got a great point, man.
Yeah, bro.
You know, he's working whether it's a bear or a bull market.
Yeah.
And, you know, that leads to my other point is that, you know, the all-time high is 30 million. And he did that with no problem. He didn't do that with a full battery of emails. He said he used 50,000 emails.
Huh.
There's still like 3 million emails yet to use. There's so many things that he has in store. I think just that, just the fact that he's proven himself before, just the fact that he has a plan and a strategy ahead, for me, that satisfied everything I needed to invest in the project.
Wow.
And for that fact, I put a lot of money in. I DCA'd so many times. And for that fact, I am putting my full support behind this because up until this point, he continues to deliver on, you know, this project.
Yeah. You are right. So, bro. I will go for some work. I will come back, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, bro.
Yeah, thank you for your speaking.
Thank you.
And, you know, welcome everybody. This is a way to get people in the fine space to understand that we're a project in crypto that has a lot of the components to create so much potential in the space. So I'm going to keep doing these. And, you know, some days we'll have a lot of people. Some days we won't have that many people. But consistency is what's going to bring us to build our community. Because this is going to be a global community. We have, I think, 20 TG groups that will help us to grow our population. And we're at the very beginning. This is the very beginning. This is where consistency counts. Because right now, we don't have a huge community carrying us. We just have our core members that understand the vision of Fine. So, yeah, I appreciate everybody here in the space. And we'll keep having these every day. So I'm not sure what the next thing that's going to drop is. I think that what we can do as a community is continue to push, our tweets out, create platforms like TikTok. I have a TikTok account that I use. I know there is a new video out. I'm going to drop that in my TikTok so people can understand what Fine is, because I think a large community of people don't know what Fine is about. I know that, you know, if I look at the coin market cap watch list, I think the last time I checked, it was like a week ago, we had about 10,000 or so people that have Fine on their watch list. That's a lot of people just sitting on the sidelines. And, you know, it's funny because people only want to invest, I would say, a large portion until you learn that it's better to invest when the streets run red instead of investing on the green candle. And that's where you make your true gains. So, you know, I think a lot of people are waiting to see this pump and then they're going to invest in. And, you know, that's their investment strategy. But for all the people that are here right now, I think it's great that you're in a project so early because you've identified it as being something that you want to support, especially when it's so cheap right now. You know, a $5 million market cap is great for a project of this potential. I myself have continued to DCA because I believe in the project, man. And you hear people like FX, Deer Hunter, the Fine General talk about Fine because it has potential. It's checked their boxes. We've all been in this space for a number of years and we see where this can go. And, you know, if you're not invested in Fine now, do your research, figure out what your risk tolerance is and check out Fine. Because I really think it has a lot of potential. Laura Keck is consistently building in the background. And, you know, it comes down to this. I've been in this space a lot where I've dealt with people in projects, dealt with people in deals. And, you know, it's really important for you to follow through on your word because people talk so much and they don't follow through. Well, Lord Keck has followed through on everything he said so far, and I think that counts for a lot. It really does count for a lot, and I want to see more of what he has because if he can consistently produce things on his roadmap, have a strategy on how we're going to stair-step to billion-dollar market caps, you know, I'm ready for the journey. I'm on board. And I like to see how far this can go. I definitely know it can go very far because we have people like Deer Hunter, David, I see you in the audience, FX. We've got Fine Viet Girl. How you doing, Jesus, Mr. Mariano? So if you want to talk, feel free to come up, you know. You know, I'm happy for everybody to be here. We'll have more. Yeah, you know, it's tough at the beginning too, because this project is still very new. It's only about a month old. We have a swap out, which is great. It extends an olive branch to Pepe holders that have, you know, the ability to increase their X's. And, you know, it's a great thing for Pepe holders because, you know, the market cap's at 260,000, I believe. And now you have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, right now, you know, the X is going up to a billion is about 3X, well, 4X roughly. So if you can get into a project that's at 5 million market cap, and that market cap can give you 50 to 100X in gains or more, I definitely think more, then why not take that opportunity to, you know, change. And here's another thing. It's not just the opportunity for X's. You're going to the same dev that created the strategy to push Pepe to 1.9 billion. It sounds like a win-win situation to me. And these are just two out of the numerous things that kind of check the boxes off for me. And I just want to get that story out to everybody else here. You know, if you have a story to tell or a question to ask, feel free to come up. I'll be doing these every day. Anytime I put out a link for a Twitter space, please like, retweet, and comment on there with hashtags, Fine as well as crypto. This helps to, you know, get the algorithm going and expose this link to more people in the space. And, you know, I appreciate everybody coming in here because it's important that we do our part in this project. It's just not about Lord Keck delivering because no project, no matter how excellent it is in terms of the utilities that it has. You must do the work as a community. That's what you really need to do, is do the work in community. We all are part of the community. We all have connections. We all have abilities. This is what my contribution is, having Twitter Spaces for fun. Whatever you do, some people make videos, some people tweet, some people have people that they know after they've done their own due diligence and said, hey, okay, this project is what we want. Go ahead and take a look at it. This is what we can do as a community, because there's no project out there. I am solidly firm on this philosophy. There's no project out there that can exist without community. And we can take it beyond the crypto space. We can go to businesses around the world. Their marketing is targeted towards a particular audience or particular communities or particular cultures. This is how businesses continue to thrive, because they target a particular community, and that community is the driving force of any business or project. So we have to do our part. We are one of the gears in the cog. Laura Keck does his work in terms of building utility, having a strategy, emails, and the project itself, the tokenomics, the vision, the roadmap. All that stuff is two-thirds of it. The other one-third is community. Without that, there is nothing. So if you're part of the community and you have any abilities and you feel like you want to support your investment, if you're invested in here, feel free, man. You know, this is a positive community. This is a global community. And as we continue to grow, more people will come through. And as we continue to grow, you ladies and gentlemen will be the OGs in the space, because we're still very early. We're at a 5.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
4.5 market cap right now. We have 10,000 people in TG. We have 5,500 wallets. You know, so we're at the very beginning. So everybody here is pretty much the core community. When we get to 100,000 wallets or 500,000 wallets and 500,000 or 500,000 people in TG or Twitter, we will be the core community. And we'll be talking about way back when we used to have the Twitter spaces with only, you know, 50, 60 people. And now we're talking, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people coming to the Twitter spaces. So, you know, remember that we will be kind of the beginning, the roots of Find. And this is important to think about. So, you know, please feel free to step up and talk if you want. Any questions that you have, you know, I will do my best to answer them. And I appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Let me see if I see any new faces here. There's a lot of people in TG, so I can't remember everybody. How's it going, David? Hey, how's it going, David? Hey, how's it going, David?
Yo, 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 what's going on? Can you guys hear me? I'm in my
fish fillet.
I'm in my car microphone right now.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Decided to keep it on the car mic because these AirPods always get, these Apple AirPods, you know, they always get a little worn down after a couple months of gym usage, probably. But good to be here. I'm heading to work right now to a job site, but just popping on and saying what's up. Thank you for hosting the spaces. I know there's a lot of new people coming up on board because not only are we 1 month old, right? 1 month or so.
Right.
I wouldn't say I'm a sophisticated investor or a savvy investor, but, you know, I let God guide my life first. So, and I follow, always a way or a walk in life of not quitting and following dreams and not being stuck in a place or an environment where you know it's not going to give you more at the end of the day. And I believe that everybody, at least I do, talking for myself, has had something that they want more in life because our surroundings are keeping us kind of like in this box. And it's really easy, I believe, to get out of the box, get out of the rat race, or get out of the way where most people are. At least, you know, people can say they're doing good when you talk to them, but you can really tell when you look at their eyes or listen to their voice that they're not in the place that they want to be in. We all have the ability to move forward, and I think it comes a long way with community, following the right people. And my journey with Vine, at least, I can't really tell you how I came across it, Aki. All I know is that I've been active on Twitter for the past couple of months.
Right.
And eventually that activity leads to more. Because
right.
I'm always searching for more, and that's why some people are here listening.
Yeah, man, to tell you the truth, I don't know if I remember how I came across Vine. I know that I saw it when it was really early in the space. I think it was around 100,000 market cap. And I kind of brushed past and I was like, oh, this is just another meme coin. And I was like, so I let it brush past. The next contact I had with it, I think it was around $6 million market cap. And I saw it, you know, going up and, you know, at that point I was starting to engage, and then it shot up to 30 million. And then it dropped back down again. And I was like, wow, you know, it wasn't so much the green candles that kept me imbibed. It was the story behind the token. That's what really drew me in. It's like, okay, this guy has experience with Pepe. He keeps talking to us. He's communicating. He's telling us what he's going to do. And he accomplishes those. And it was only less than a month at that point. And he was dropping clues. Like, he's very good at dropping clues. Like, he likes to drop puzzles. Everything he says, quote me, because I actually think like this myself, is a piece to a puzzle. And you have to think about it that way, because everything he says, you know, when it comes to a lot of things, if he says we're going to build an ecosystem, well, that's going to go down. If he says, don't look at the chart, don't look at the chart. Because, you know, I believe that this project is here to last. And, you know, all those day traders and people trying to get a one or two pumps, they will probably not survive because, you know, they have a strategy, but I think it's also connected to emotions as well. And I think those emotions are when you see the chart go up in green, you invest. When you see the chart in red, you divest. And I used to be that type of trader too when I was, you know, young in a crypto space, because I was like, I didn't want to lose my money, but I didn't understand that you have to have a strategy and there's a relevance behind that red. People are selling because of whatever reason, because we buy and sell. We're here to make money also, but people invest also emotionally. You know, so with that being said, I took a look at all the fundamentals and basics and find fit everything I've been looking for in terms of a project to invest in. I've invested in a lot of projects. I've been in Shiba Inu, Saitama, Shinja. I've been in all those tokens. I've been in other projects that have fabulous utility. But guess the one thing they didn't have? I mean, these devs are near genius. They can pretty much accomplish everything. But what thing they are not identifying with the understanding is the community. You have to have a community. And I found that with Fine. I found the dev. I found his experience. I found the project. I found the vision and goal of Fine. And I'm so happy that you're in here. David, by the way, I wanted to thank you for that last Twitter space, because you actually did a Twitter space. And it was great how you put the previous VCs with Laura Keck together and brought in music. I thought it was great, man. That was actually very cool. So thank you for that, man. I appreciate that. That's your contribution. And I appreciate you speaking as well on here. But, you know, if anybody's here and you believe in a project, and it kind of sounds like I'm a salesperson, but that's just how I really feel. If you're in Fine, you're invested, really take a look at it, because I really do think this is going to be the next big thing. And, you know, there's a lot of clues being dropped here. You just have to pay attention to them. The fact that he says that your mom and grandma, so he's going to bring in regular people to buy Fine. He's bringing over the Pepe community, because it's kind of like you have a chance to get more X's here. And he's been a dev before in a $1 billion project. He's bringing in Honda Civics. He's like, Honda Civics for everybody. What does that mean? That's for you to determine. They're giving away a Honda Civic at $20 to $25 million market cap. They have a 15 ETH giveaway for people that swap their Pepe to Fine on the swap. These are all the things that people should be paying attention to. This could be a global phenomenon, global token, but that's up for you. And once again, you can listen to me talk all the time if you're not in Fine, but it's up to you to do your due diligence. Because like it's been said by a couple of different people, you're going to find that you've been in one of these Twitter spaces, or you've been in the VC, or you've been in the community, and you're like, I don't believe it. A few months later, bam. It's really up to you. I've been in a couple situations like that. One of them, I think, was Clifford. You know, it went up to a couple hundred million, man. I didn't expect that. That was another one that I passed by. You know, so there's a lot of people in the space. Go ahead, David.
Just back in April, I got online and I found the original Pepe. And if Lord Keck is really, like, even it's already proven, and if this is the developer that was on Pepe and did all that, just on that alone, this is a $1 billion project, just on that alone. And all the rumors have been already come and go. And I mean, I invested in Pepe just because of the feeling, the meme, the brand name, the history. And whether I sold at the right times or not, that's up to everybody's journey. But I got in at a $65 million market cap. And that was early, because it went to $2 billion or close to $2 billion. And that's a lot of X's right there. But look at where we're at right now. We're at $5 million compared to $65 million. Mark Yusko, you know, one of the top investors that I follow on, he thinks we're already almost past the Bitcoin, the crypto bull season of spring, and we're getting into the summertime soon. The economy is saying what it's saying. I mean, they're going to print money like they always do, aren't they? And I've been following the charts, and some on TradingView, I've been comparing, I like to compare Fine USDT to Bitcoin, and it's outpacing Bitcoin. And my overall goal at the end of the day is to stack more Bitcoin for the financial future of my family as a storage of savings. And this is one way to absolutely X your returns with a minimal investment. The upside potential is unreal.
Yeah.
And I'm comparing the charts, and I'm looking at the charts of a lot of top cryptos. And when they're green and we're also green, we're beating them by multiples. So that tells you something right there.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to say also, I saw... Here's another thing, you know, because you're exposed to so many different projects in the space. You know, it's tough to figure out what it is. I passed up another one. I passed up Pepe because I remember seeing Pepe at around 100, I think it was 170,000 market cap. It's just tough. There's a lot of things, you know, some projects rug, some projects scam, some projects do well, and then, you know, they're gone a couple days later. So, you know, with doing your own research, I did my research. This is a project that I feel has so much potential with so many things in place. So, yeah, come out, check out the Telegram and Twitter. Follow me because I'm definitely one of the supporters because I'm invested in it. And so, you know, I'm going to open this up for another 5 minutes and then I'm going to close the Twitter space down. If you have any questions or anything to say, feel free. You know, one of my goals is not to keep the Twitter space open a long period of time because I'm going to be doing these frequently. So, you know, they'll probably be open about an hour or so. That's it. This one's going to be shorter. As we get more people, they'll be held open longer. So thank you for everybody that's come out. And I appreciate you. And definitely, you know, if there's any questions you want to ask in the community, feel free. And once again, I want to thank you, David, for coming up and just talking, and also for your previous Twitter space. You did a good job on that, man. I see you as like a producer, producing, you know, radio content.
When we're in the billions and we take these nice trips with our family, I'll put a little of the DJ booth in the background one day.
That sounds great, man. Yeah, definitely when it's in the billions, man. So, you know, there's a plan to have the fine holders come together. We're not sure yet. You know, I've heard it a couple times that, you know, Dubai is going to be one of the places where we get together at, and also Miami. So, you know, it'll be a community vote. Or maybe it has to be more than one location because, you know, it's such a global project. So maybe we'll have two locations at two different times or at the same time. You know, whatever it is, it's just going to be another experience where we get together and kind of create a stronger bond among the community, because FINE is going to be so many communities rolled into one, so many geographic locations, so many cultures. So, you know, it's going to definitely be something that is going to bind the world in a positive way, you know, because we always keep positivity, no toxicity. There's no reason for it. The crypto space is such a large space. I know in the past I've seen projects fight one another, and it's just ridiculous. It's unnecessary because there's so much room for everybody here. And, you know, we have a stronger community and world to build if we stay positive and look to reinforce and support one another.
Yeah, thanks again for the space. I know we're heading out. But one thing that I can just say also is, you know, I like to talk to – I'm from the northeastern part of Massachusetts, or some people might call the hood of Lawrence, Massachusetts, immigrant town. Parents came over, you know, looking for a better life. And it's and I'm, you know, we're the generation of the 80s who keeps the traditions or lets them go. And well, one way that I actually invested and got my bags to grow here in crypto is I was a server, you know, for like over 10 years, serving tables upon tables and meeting people and, you know, being the best server I can be. I picked that job specifically at that time because of the flexibility of giving up shifts or making the income daily, making a cash flow daily. And every single day when I went to my car in the parking lot, I got the cash in my hand from every single day. So that's a plus. Getting a cash flow daily is good because it allowed me to go to my Cash App or my Coinbase and buy my $20 a day of crypto. And that's how I started buying like $20, $10 a day of crypto. And if you see the numbers, that's, you know, 20 times 5 and multiply that by 4. And that's a lot of money. if you invest at, especially at the, in the bear market when everything's bottomed and everything, even the blue chips are going to go up 10x. Imagine the coins that are a phenomenon, or the coins that have a brand recognition at the bottom of one of the toughest bear markets. I'm telling you how volatile it's been. Most people are gone. Most people are going to come back when their friends on at their old jobs or their friends on Facebook tell them about the next big crypto. It's an opportunity to really focus dollar cost average, which means just buying a little bit whenever you can, and holding, because you can't hold something and sell it at a loss or go back and forth paying fees, especially now, because holding is what's going to get your bag to the X's where you want to go. So if you want to 10X your bag, or 20 or 50 or 100X, you're going to have to hold it. And once you have an amount where you can more of a diversify, then you can start to go in and out of different projects. But if you're at a point where you're trying to really make it, find out where you want to stay. That's find a play that's going to give you everything you're looking for, and then diversify into more stable blue chips after that. So don't go in and out. Dollar cost average, because every single $10 that you spend at Starbucks or McDonald's or fast food, imagine that $10. Take that $10 and put two zeros or three zeros next to it. So that $10 could easily be 100, and then another 1,000 or 10,000. Just so that simple money you're wasting away.
Yeah, man. You really say a lot, man, you know, because I think a lot of people, you know, spend those $10-$20 on stuff that, you know, is part of a habit per se. It's not bad. It's just, if you have a chance to take that money and multiply it a couple of times, why not do that? You know, and I've found that I am so happy with the opportunities I've had to DCA and to find, because I've doubled my bag. You know, which is absolutely great. It's going to put me where I need to be at. I'm so comfortable. I definitely want to get more. I think when you DCA and find, you definitely want to get more. And I think there's a large possibility for that, but it's fading quickly. You know, the higher we get in market cap, the less likely you're going to be able to DCA as much. So I continue to DCA as well as a few people. And I think that this is just an opportunity to have a sizable investment in something that can do so many X's. And, you know, you're right, $10, $20, it may not seem like a lot now, but if you add two or three zeros on it, you're absolutely correct, man. Take 20, multiply by it 100. Take 20, multiply it times 1,000. I mean, that's decent money. And we're only talking up to a certain market cap. What if it goes beyond that? You know, and you know, this is something that was new to me, you know, just a few days ago, is that, you know, if you have a market cap of 100 million, you know, it's been said that after that, it's kind of gravy, because I think maybe the big investors like see stability, and they invest in things that have a huge market cap and go from there. So, you know, I think it's great to hear that. And, you know, it depends on your strategy. So, yeah, $10 or $20 really makes a big difference in terms of if you're at the bottom of a project that has a very small market cap and has the potential and the supported possibility to go into the billions, you know. So, but with that being, yeah, go ahead, David. But with that being said, David, if you have nothing else to say, if anybody else wants to come up and say anything, feel free. But I'm going to close this Twitter space down, and maybe I'll have one in another day or two. We're going to keep doing these till we get more people in here. And continue to support your investment, my investment. And I appreciate you guys and ladies, if there are ladies in the audience. And, you know, this is my way of supporting. Thank you. And I'll see you in the TG. Good night, everybody.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.